Too Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Aware Show Teleseminar. Fun time. We're having a good time here because we're hanging out. We're hanging out on Google Hangouts, and we're also hanging out on the phone with you all listening. So if you want to watch the video of this show, which I highly encourage because we're going to be doing exercises for life today, for energy, for better vitality, for increasing restoration during sleep, for getting over a cold, all those great things. So you could go to theawareshow.com/hangout and watch this live and in person. And also, if you want to watch the replay, you can see the video and just hang on the phone with us for this call because you'll get just as much information on the phone. So joining me today is Lee Holden. Now, Lee is a Qigong master. He is an acupuncturist. He is an herbalist. He is has an incredible popular DVD series that has helped thousands of people get out of pain through the beautiful joy of movement. Now, you don't have to be an extreme athlete in order to do this. You can do many of these movements sitting in your chair, which we're going to do today, some simply standing, and all of these are designed to do what, Lee? You tell us.
They're designed to clear stress and increase vitality. Really, they're designed to activate your body's internal energy in a very simple and easy-to-do way.
Yes, that's what we do. Now, how did you get into teaching this? Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I got in first through my own injuries. I was playing competitive soccer at UC Berkeley. I had a terrible injury. I was like 19 years old. I was hobbling around like I was 90 years old trying to get to class and visiting the team doctors, picking, you know, painkillers and all that kind of stuff. It just wasn't working. I was just as much pain and just as kind of crippled as I was before. And I went back to my home city, where I had known an acupuncturist and a Qigong teacher, and he showed me these amazing exercises, and it was, you know, it was kind of miraculous. All of a sudden, I was feeling better, I was moving, you know, in 1 or 2 days, I was like 50, 60% better, and then after the second treatment with some, you know, acupressure points and simple breathing exercises and some great meditations, all of a sudden, I was back on the field, and quite impressed the Western medicine doctors and physical therapists. Like, what did you do? You were hobbling around before the weekend, and now you're running around again.
Oh, my God.
So, wow. That catapulted me into this study because I really wanted to share this amazing secrets that, you know, come from the East and activate our body's own internal healing power.
Well, the great thing is we're going to do a lot of these exercises on the show today, and I want you to calibrate how you're feeling now and what your body feels like and just kind of rate it from a 1 to 10. And see if you have any pain. If you do, what areas you might have that pain in. Most people, I think the statistic is 85% of people have low back pain. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's something huge. And I think it's also something similar about neck pain as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like these chronic areas where we hold our stress, low back tension, neck and shoulder pain.
Is that
why? I'm sure nobody on the aware.
Stress related?
I'm sure. It's stress-related because this is the area where we carry stress. But nobody on this show has tension in the neck and shoulders, right?
What? Huh?
Oh, what? We start to wear our shoulders like earrings.
Yes, and not
so
move.
So this stress
yeah.
pattern, right, it clears up through movement, through stretching, and through breathing. And I can also show you some acupressure points that will help to clear stress and tension.
Okay, let's get started. What's a great way to just open up the spine to get energy moving and flowing through your body than anyone can
right.
do?
Well, I love this exercise called knocking on the door of life.
Okay.
It's an exercise to increase vitality, and it mobilizes the lower spinal joints, the lumbar spine, and gets energy moving in your body.
All right.
So stand up and do this. This exercise is done best if you can stand.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
Right. So you just kind of bend your knees a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're going to relax.
I'm going to bend my knees a lot. Okay.
Can you see me? And then you're turning from your hips and your waist. And your arms knock across your waist and knock across your lower back.
Okay. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I got to scrunch down. There we go.
And the movement, the twisting movement brings good energy to your joints, brings flexibility and mobility to your joint.
Okay.
And then these points right here.
Okay. We're going up.
In your lower back.
Wait, no, that's bad.
Put it back. These areas here.
There we go.
When you're knocking, they open up energy in your body. These are called the door of life.
Now,
think of this exercise as your Qigong double latte.
Ooh, is anybody feeling exercised? Alive? Vital?
Qigong double latte. It's right around your kidneys. Well, Lisa, you're making it like a dance move.
I am. It's like a salsa.
Yeah.
But
That's the good thing about all Qigong exercises. They can double as dance moves.
Now, does this also help with adrenals?
This definitely helps with adrenal fatigue. It's fantastic when people just get, you know, from so much stress, their energy and vitality just decreases or goes way down. So this will really help to bring up energy in your body. It can be a short-term fix, but also builds that long-term internal vitality. What you can do if you can't stand up, you can just knock on those lower back points like this, and up and down this lower back area by your kidneys, the lumbar spine, and your tailbone. So if you're sitting at your desk and you're feeling that energy kind of plummet and you need that mid-afternoon pickup or that late morning pickup, just knock right over that lower back area, right over the lumbar area and the tailbone. And these pressure points are for more energy.
Wow.
And we could all use a little more energy, don't you think?
Yes. Now, did anybody get, like, warm from that? Did you feel that there's more circulation in your body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the sign when you get warm, that's a sign that more chi, more life force energy is circulating. This word chi means life force energy. There's a force in our bodies that keeps us alive, and in Chinese medicine, they call this chi, life force energy. And when it's circulating, our bodies are healthy. And when it gets stuck or stagnant or blocked, we start to feel low energy. We start to feel pain, problems, depressed. And when that energy is moving, we feel better. So it's all about keeping that energy balanced and in flow.
How long have you been doing this, Lee?
I've been doing this for 27 years. 27
wow.
years.
Well, 27
yeah.
years, and you're actually 80, but you look great. So.
Yeah, I know. I started when I was in my early 50s, so. No, I started in college when I was about 17, 18.
Does a lot for you. So, all right, so now let's go through some ways that we can see if the body is stuck in any way by some acupressure points, and then we can actually measure to see if there are stuck points in the body.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. One way I like to get energy to open up in the body is to open the energy gates in the hands. And I think this is a wonderful way just to feel your body's internal energy. Most people haven't had like an energy experience. It's kind of like if you never have tasted chocolate, trying to explain what chocolate is to somebody who hasn't tasted it. So let's give everybody a quick dose of chi and see if they can feel it.
Ooh, good idea. Okay. All right.
So we're going to activate certain pressure points, and these acupressure points are on the ends of the fingers. They're the tips of the meridians. And what you're going to do is if you just take your first knuckle and your fingernails and rub them together like that fairly quickly.
Okay.
So you're rubbing the fingernails, the first knuckle, vigorously back and forth. Okay, and you do this for about 30 seconds. This is a Qigong exercise that makes to get energy in the hands. It's especially good for people who work with their hands or do body work. But I find it to be a wonderful, quick little energizer.
Okay,
you ready for this?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Rub them vigorously together and long exhale. And then just put your hands down to your sides and notice how your hands feel.
Very cool.
Can you feel that?
Is that stimulating the nerves or is that exactly what we're doing?
That's exactly what we're doing. So the chi, the electricity in the body becomes active. When it's active, it promotes smooth, circulation, smooth blood flow to all the parts of the body, and it also relaxes the nervous system. And so that's one of the benefits of Qigong, is that it, by relaxing the nervous system, it gets us out of that stress, that fight or flight mode.
So another word for Qi is increasing circulation in the body.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's a saying in Qigong that the Qi is the commander of blood. So where energy goes, the blood follows.
Beautiful. Okay, great. So, Michael, by the end of this show, I want you to keep calibrating how your body's feeling. So there were some points in the hands that you talked about for lower back pain, yes?
Oh, right. That's right. And this point here, most people know for headaches, it's kind of right here in the, this is called the tiger mouth, between the thumb and the first finger in the webbing there. If you just kind of squeeze in here, this point here is for headaches. But if you come back by the thumb, right where the thumb and the first finger make a V, if you squeeze in there firmly, that one is for low back pain. And it works amazingly well. In fact, this whole area here is kind of called the Tylenol point.
Ah, wow.
Because it's good for pain. So we squeeze in here.
So how does squeezing in here help your back? This is your hand.
I know, right? If you squeeze hard enough, you get pain here. You don't feel your back anymore. No, it's you know what it's like? It's a little bit like you turn on a light switch. Like this is the light switch. And the light is actually right there in your low back. So it's kind of opening up the circuitry in the body, the electricity. In the same way we do our houses, we flip the light switch on over here and the light on over there.
Okay, so, what about upper back pain, the upper shoulders?
Back and neck. Why don't I show an exercise for it, and then I'll show a pressure point.
Perfect. Yes.
That sound good?
Yes.
Okay, so here's an exercise. This one's wonderful. It's called spreading the feathers. You're going to take your hands and you're just going to push the palms away.
Okay.
And you push your shoulders down and away like you're trying to touch the floor. Okay. And then lean ear towards the shoulder. This one's easy to do sitting down as well.
I'm the sitting down
example. This is called a line of tension. So from the neck, from the kind of the cranial base all the way down to the fingertips. You lean to one side and then roll your head back and forth across the shoulder.
Ah.
And take some nice deep breaths.
What's up with the crunching sound? Is that bad?
Do you hear that? Did you have Rice Krispies this morning?
No. That's what
I know.
It
what is
like.
That, right? We'll have to, afterwards, if you hear crunching, we'll put some WD-40 in there.
Okay. I don't think I'm the only one.
We call it WG-40, and that helps all your joints.
I think Qigong makes you funny.
It kind of does. It makes you think you're funny anyways. Try the other side. Roll the head back and forth across the shoulder and take a nice deep breath and feel that line of tension just clearing tightness, tension, or pain out of the neck area. And then when you bring your hands down, again, notice how your hands feel. When you free up tension here, you should feel tingling in your hand.
Oh, that's great.
Can you feel that?
Yep, absolutely. I can feel that because it's actually getting a lot more clarity in my head, too. I have a little bit of a head cold, so I don't know where I'm not doing head cold at all. So
no.
I'm committed to the end of the show. We're getting rid of head cold.
You're too busy for a head cold.
No time for head cold. All right.
Well,
so,
now another point for the neck is, I'll show you one, it's right here. This point here is called fall off your pillow. That means when you fall off your pillow and you get a stiff neck in your, kind of get a stiff neck when you're sleeping, you use this point. So you feel the two knuckles here, and on the top of the hand, right between the knuckles, is where the point is. And so I like to do it with a thumb, just squeezing into the hand here like that.
Ooh, wow. So if it's
and
a little
if you have a,
sensitive, then that's moving your...
That's good.
Moving the chi, right?
Yeah, that's right. If it's a little sensitive, it means you need it.
Yeah.
Right there. And so you take the thumb or the first finger and you just make little circles. And at the same time, when you're circling that point, you turn the head a little bit to the left, turn a little bit to the right. And it's amazing. If you have a stiff neck, after about 15, 20 seconds of stimulating this point, your range of motion increases by sometimes 50%.
I have...
This point is quite magical.
That is cool. That is great. All right. So I'm already feeling a lot different. Keep calibrating here on how you're doing. We're going to answer a lot of questions throughout this. There's a whole...
Can I show you one for pain?
Yes, please.
Okay, and this is another one. It's still this point right here, but we're going to do it in a little different way because this one is good for your immune system, for headaches, and for a head cold.
Okay, great.
So you're going to knock on the point like that. So this knuckle right here, you're going to hit this point. So one hand is open, the other hand is knocking on the knuckle.
What's this called?
Now,
knocking on the knuckle?
Knocking on the knuckle of life. So you just knock like this. Try it. It should be a little tender right here.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed at how much energy you're going to get from this. So your knuckle of your thumb is knocking on that webbing between the thumb and the first finger.
Yeah, so it hurts a little bit.
Hurts a little bit. Good.
Good?
That's good, yeah. And then do the other side. So curl the thumb under. Make a little acupressure device there, and then you're going to open this hand and knock.
Got it. And it's right in that divot there.
Right in between the webbing of the thumb and the first finger, and then you're using the knuckle of the other hand to open that point.
People are going to tune into this right now and go, what are these people?
What are they doing? That looks cool, huh, on video?
Yes.
This is what all the cool kids do. Now see how your hands feel.
My hands?
Yeah.
My hands feel great. Look at your hands. Your hands have got a ton of energy in those. Wow.
Yeah, you can see, yeah, they get all red.
They do.
And hot, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can feel now when you put your hands to your sides that they're tingling and buzzing, and that's the flow of energy in your body. And we do all kinds of, you know, funny things like we just did to increase the circulation of this energy.
Okay.
With pressure points.
For real, my sinus is just totally cleared up.
It should, yeah. Isn't that cool?
Nice.
And fantastic.
Wow.
I love it.
I do too. My goodness. That's great.
See, that's why you got a head cold, just so we had something to test it out on.
Because I didn't have one yesterday. I'm
right.
My own real life. I'm such a healing junkie, though. I love stuff like this. Anything that can make you feel better instantaneously without giving up your power. I mean, you're self-empowering yourself here to
self-heal. Yeah,
self-heal.
And no side effects. No side effects, you know? The only side effect is pretty much having fun with it.
Exactly, happiness. There's literally hours. I mean, I sat with, at the beginning of this week, for an hour and a half, I got completely hooked on this video that I watched of you, and it's in the special offer that we're offering today, which is theawareshow.com/Lee, L-E-E, and it's an hour and a half, and this is just one of them. This is an enormous offer here, but it's an hour and a half called, what was the one that I loved? I got to find it again. Here it is.
Was it the Qigong workout?
It's the healing kit.
The healing kit.
Really,
oh, that's a great one.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. And I had such a great experience with it because in the beginning, you tell about all the points, and we're going to go through some of these, as many as we can on the show, but there's literally hours and hours of material that you can watch, and you can watch Lee doing these things. But he talks about certain points that are located in the chest that can help balance stress, the low back points that we were talking about that increase blood flow. There's ways to boost the immune system. We're going to do some of those on this call. The master point of the low neck is behind the knees. All these great points inside the palms.
Yeah.
So tell me
there's
a little bit about...
There's one for hormonal balance, too, that is on there. That's a magical point when you're feeling like hormonal or hormonally imbalanced, cramps, any kind of that, anything like that. You hit those points, and it's like magic, just like the headache point.
Let's talk about that. Let's go one more thing on the immune system, okay?
Let's do immune system.
Yes. All right. So
this is another one for you, Lisa. This is great. This point right here, if you kind of run your hand along the collarbone, and just under the collarbone, it kind of makes a V right here. And then you come down a little bit, massage right there. With firm pressure, it should be tender.
Yep.
So collarbone, where it dips into the shoulder, and then you come down, just to maybe a half an inch, and kind of explore in that area, find the tender spot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So massage it vigorously.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't stop looking until you make that funny face. Until you go, ooh, that's it right there.
Did I make that funny face? I'm like, ah.
Oh, yeah, that's where we know you found it. Then knock on it. Just knock on it with a light loose fist. And as you're knocking, take a real deep breath. And exhale out through the mouth. When you inhale through your nose. Draw that energy in and then exhale out through the mouth. then do the other side. Massage it.
Okay.
First with the finger.
Play along at home, people. We are having fun with this one today.
Yeah. You got to try it. It only works if you do it.
Good point. Yeah, don't just sit and watch us be fools. You get to do this along at home.
One of my teachers, he has a very thick Chinese accent, and he said, he always said, if you do it, you can feel it. He was like Yoda. So do it.
Do
if you want to feel it, do it.
Do not try, only do.
Yeah, that's right. And then knock.
My favorite statement. Now I got my microphone hit. Oh.
Yeah, isn't it?
Now this is the Tarzan.
This is a Tarzan move, and it's good for the lungs. It's for asthma, allergies, and the immune system. Think of this as your Qigong flu shot.
Wow. So if you have a little child who's experiencing maybe an asthma attack, is this a good
thing
to do?
This is a great point for that, yeah. And percuss on the chest all along here for your kids, because there's the thymus gland.
Oh.
Right?
That's another great immune system booster, right?
Right, exactly. Take one more deep breath, and then we'll feel how this one is. And relax. Now, if you take your hands and just hold them, not touching the chest, but just over those points, maybe an inch or two, and see if you can feel a little vibration and energy there. Let's have an energy experience.
I can feel tingling.
Tingling, right?
Yes.
So that tingling and that energy is moving now a little deeper into the body, into the lungs.
How's everybody feeling? How are you breathing? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like a breath of, after a rain, when you smell that
gray
air.
It's exactly like, it's like opening two windows in the room and getting that really nice, lovely breeze through the space. And that's what we want to do. We want to aerate the body. We want to get the chi to circulate. Otherwise, the energy can get stale because we don't move, we don't oxygenate, we don't breathe fully. And these points and these areas, they get contracted or stuck, and the energy doesn't circulate. So that's what we're really trying to do in various ways.
Now, this is good for anyone who's even an extreme athlete or works out a lot. That type of energy, like lactic acid buildup, can also happen in the muscles.
Right.
All the way across the board to people who are sitting in a desk a long time during the day or in their car a long time.
Yeah.
So it helps in both ways, right?
Fantastic, because, you know, for athletes, it's like you want to get into the zone. And it's hard to get into that zone where everything happens effortlessly when we're stressed, nervous, or tight. First, you know, athletes describe it as first there was this relaxation, and then they entered into the zone where everything just happened perfectly. You know, and not all of us are professional athletes, but we still want to be able to get into our own zone, into our own rhythm, where life seems to flow effortlessly. And
so,
that's what Qigong really does.
Can this also help for things like peak performance? And I know that we want to get to the hormonal balancing, us ladies, but let's talk about that real quick, peak performance. Can this help for mental clarity, for focus, for decision-making? I mean, can you go that far with it?
Fantastic, yeah. I mean, it's because this is a form of mind-body fitness. So when you're doing Qigong, it's a form of moving meditation. And it really helps you to enter into the present moment through your body.
Nice.
And that's what we like to do in our athletics, is that we want to get into the moment. We want to feel alive and feel like we're flowing and circulating. So this is a practice that trains that. It trains your own peak performance, whatever that might be, so that you get into your own zone and feel that effortless flow going through your life, whether it's athletics or going to work or being with your family. We've all felt that when everything is going right.
Yep.
We just need to train it a little bit more.
Well, especially when you go from like a work to family life and a switch or anything like that, where you want to spend time with your loved ones, but you don't want to be so tired. And this is a great thing to do, even the low back thing. I can't tell you how many times since I learned that one, I have done that. I love that one. It just moves.
You know, it's a great transitional thing, you know, from going, you know, from waking up into going to work, but it's also a great transition from coming home from work and entering into family life. A lot of us have to let the work go and enter into, you know, family time with kids or loved ones and be fresh. And so that's a really good one for transitional times.
That's a whole other zone. Yes, that's an optimal zone to be in.
And, you know, I'm thinking that there's one great exercise. This one is one of the better ones for clearing stress and letting go.
Oh, cool.
It's also wonderful for clearing, like if you picked up other people's energy, you feel like you've just had a confrontation. Somebody's kind of, you know, you feel like you've taken on their stuff. This one is fabulous for that.
Okay, what's that?
You want Okay, it's another standing one, but you don't have to stand.
Okay.
It's a shaking exercise. So speaking of athletes, you see athletes where before events, they shake their arms. They knock on their bodies, right, before
yep.
a swimming event, before the Olympic runners get ready.
Good.
So this is your cleansing and clearing stress.
Okay.
In fact, you cannot do this and feel stress at the same time. So you're going to bounce into your heels like this, and your arms, I'm going to show you what the arms are doing. The wrists shake out.
Oh, monkey and time.
Kind of monkey arms, yeah. And you're shaking and relaxing your neck and shoulders. And this area right here across the cranial base is really important. And you shake right into that area.
Okay. Shake your...
Okay, now the important. You're dancing again.
I'm shaking my whatever.
Now inhale through your nose and then exhale with a sigh. Yeah. But while you're shaking, you inhale and then... That's it. Now, if you're sitting down, you just shake the arms loose. You shake the arms like this and inhale.
Okay. I'm sitting down again. The goofy
So if you're sitting down, you shake your wrists and your arms. If you're standing, you bounce into your heels. And this is a full-body stress-clearing exercise. Do it one more time. One more deep breath.
I'm doing it in my chair. This is fun, too.
That's fun to do in your chair, too. Okay, good.
It actually is. This is great.
Now relax and do that inventory, kind of check in like you were saying for everybody. And if you can, you just close the eyes and notice how your body feels.
My God, that is cool.
You should feel this
bioelectricity
moving through the whole system.
Now that's got to be great for the lymph nodes. And when you get any type of a cold, lymph nodes get very clogged and congested. That feels like got circulation moving in a huge way.
Yeah, that's great. That, you know what? The bouncing is one of the best things for the lymph node, the lymphatic system. Energetically, it clears emotional stress. It's good for all the joints and bones as well, because when you're shaking, it brings energy to the joints. So any stiffness in the joints, that's one of the quickest ways to get the chi to circulate there.
Okay. All right. Great to know. All right. So I want to get to the one about the hormones, because I mentioned we were going to get to the hormones. And all of this, again, is in the special offer. There's hours and hours of video. The one that I'm talking about right now is the Qi Healing Kit. And it is an hour and a half of heart, lung, the what to do in the beginning of getting over the beginning of a cold, clearing headaches, neck tension, facial tension, mental tension, all of those things, relieving insomnia. Even it's great for going right before you go to sleep to have a really restorative sleep. That's very important. When you get the deep sleep, then you're restoring things in your body.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you know, speaking of sleep, there's some really good things to do before going to sleep so that you get maximum rest, because so many of us wake up feeling tired, and it's because we don't have that relaxing energy in our bodies. In fact, in Qigong, they say don't go to sleep if you're too tired, because you'll wake up tired. You haven't given your body enough energy. Because sleep requires energy. It requires relaxing energy.
Hmm.
So it kind of makes sense when you think about what people are doing. They're lying down, but you're breathing like you're running a marathon. Because you need... Have you heard people snoring? They're trying to oxygenate. Their body's detoxifying. We're trying to clear the emotional stress of the day. And if you have a little of that relaxing energy, your body does this more efficiently. And so before going to bed, what you can do is do some simple deep breathing, and this will help to calm the mind and recharge the body.
Okay.
And most of us live in a state where we're it's reversed. We've got too much mental stress and not enough vitality in the body, and so this creates a lot of imbalances like insomnia.
So you're trying to work all that mental stress out all night long, and your brain just keeps working on it, and it doesn't give your body a sense to even to relax. Now, when you hit that deep sleep, you get to the melatonin releases, the serotonin release, all those great chemicals in the body that cause the cells to repair. And so it's important. Tell me a little bit more what's in the offer, what you did, what you recorded. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, you know, this one is a chi for self-healing, like you were saying. We show stretches, movements, and pressure points for various ailments so that you have, you know, more tools in your toolbox. Now, there's a whole, like you said, there's an hour and a half worth of video footage, but
that's
you can
one
do
of
them quite quickly. That's just one of them. Yeah, there's, you know, a few hours of footage there in the offer, but we've designed it where you could say, I only have 10 minutes. I want to do something quickly, and you can get your 10-minute, 5, 10-minute, 15-minute routines out of this offer that will be geared to exactly what you need.
And there's also the there's a 6-week journey to health and vitality, so you get 6 weeks as well.
Yeah.
You can go through this week by week.
Right. That's called that one's called Discover Cheat. So it's kind of like, you know, you're just your introductory course where you're awakening your energy, you're trying to figure out how to work with this energy optimally. It has deep breathing exercises, stretches, flows. This is kind of for optimal health and vitality. And these are done in little 15-minute chunks so that people can get a sort of an AM and a PM short routine for, you know, best flow of energy in your body.
That was the other thing I was just looking at was the AM and the PM workout here. There are practices
yeah.
that you can do to have a restful sleep and then practices you mm-hmm. can do to wake up in the morning, which will
right.
it's like another cup of coffee. It's great.
That's right. You know, those AM, PM routines really are about more energy and less stress. So most people, the root cause of all their problems is that they're have low energy, low vitality, or they have way too much stress in their lives and they don't know how to manage it. In fact, when we have low energy, when we have life stress, we feel overwhelmed.
Okay.
And if we have more chi and more vitality when life stress comes into us, we have the ability to respond to it and, you know, treat that stress as a challenge and overcome it and actually get stronger as opposed to feeling run down.
Well, let's do something that creates emotional balance, the one that you showed me in the video on the inside of the elbow. Heart.
Oh, the
breathe?
One on the inside of the – yes, okay.
Okay.
This one is for emotional balance. It's here. Let me roll up my sleeve.
Okay.
It's right here on the head of the ulnar bone. If you just squeeze with your thumb right here.
Why is everything so sore? Okay.
Why is everything so tender, right?
Right.
That means you're on the right point.
Okay, good to know.
So when you squeeze here, and then you take a nice, long, deep breath.
Makes you do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
When energy is congested, often things feel a little tender or sore. And so you know that when it's a tender or tight spot, you know that it's working to free up energy.
And you want to do this on both sides?
You can do it on both sides, yeah. And so here, take your thumb, massage, and circle.
Okay.
Let me show you another one that's wonderful for anxiety, nervous tension, and when you feel like you just have way too much to do, way too much going on.
Uh-huh.
It's right here. It's 3 fingers up from the crease of your wrist in the middle of the forearm.
Okay.
This point is also good for nausea and motion sickness.
Okay.
And morning sickness. It works wonderfully well for morning sickness as
oh,
well.
Wow.
So anything that's upsetting your stomach, you push in, squeeze firmly, and then circle. And
probably
you want to use the tip
of your thumb.
Oh, okay.
And then also, again, take a nice long deep breath and then exhale. And you just feel the effects of that calming the chest. Any tightness or tension in the chest, it starts to dissolve or dissipate. And then you do both sides. This one also is very good for, again, for if you feel like you've picked up other people's energy, you've taken on the stress of either your work or other people, you can push that and feel more emotionally calm and balanced. This one is called the Inner Gate. It's for emotional protection.
Now, I know you have 5-year-old twins. Is there a certain
yeah.
technique that you use to put them to sleep that we could also use as adults?
It's good. You know that shaking routine?
Yeah.
I make them shake a lot before going to bed.
Really?
We do all kinds of fun little qigong games. Yeah.
So they get their energy
this
out?
This one is, they get their energy out. Then we do this one. It's called pulling down the heavens. You bring your arms up like this, your palms face down, and then you just come down like that. So if you're standing, you do it. Inhale as you come up, and then exhale, you come down. Yeah, and inhale through your nose, and exhale, you can exhale out through the mouth. Now, for insomnia, the sound that you make is we call it the heart sound. It's for emotional balance, It's inhale through the nose and
now this is like a brush down for those of you that are listening on the phone. You can watch this video later by watching the replay. But this is Lee is pulling up his arms, the top of his head, and then brushing down through the front of his body and just kind of brushing down the energy. And then the ha sound is for what again?
It's for insomnia. The sound to clear is for better sleep. Basically what it's doing is it's taking the excess energy out of the head and redistributing it down through the body so the body can process kind of the emotions and the mental stress and clear it out, and so it doesn't get congested in the head. And for example, a lot of people have a hard time going to sleep even though they're very tired because their mind is overly active. So this one is for an overactive mind.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They can even do it as just a kind of a long sigh or a ha.
You know, there's
9 times is the prescription.
9 times. There are
9 times.
In this offer, there's also beautiful healing sounds, and I love that music. Is it infused with any type of, is it like Chinese healing music, or what is it?
That is. I think we have Chinese healing music in the background for all the workouts.
That's great. That is so great. I listen to that in my car sometimes.
Yeah, people call and say, oh, I just want the music.
Yep. It's beautiful music. Oh, I love it. It's great.
It's good, huh?
Okay, so hormones. We were going to do the hormone one. And this is needles, right?
Yep, and, you know, the one we just did was, if you just do it like this, either with or without the sound, it's for hot flashes.
So
hot flashes, night sweats. Even if you're lying in bed, the way that you would do it would be to put one hand on your chest and the other hand on your belly, like this. And you take a nice deep breath from the belly up to the chest. And then when you exhale, it's the same sound. And that's for hot flashes, menopause, night sweats. So inhale, and then it's a long exhale. And you feel the heat dissolving and dissipating through that sound and out through kind of the pores of the skin. And instead of thinking about that heat or the night sweats or those imbalances as something that's wrong and contracting or getting stressed about it, you relax into it and let that flush through you and let the energy move and open the whole body and then cleanse and clear it.
Awesome. Okay. So now... Oh, all right, so that was hot flashes. And then what about overall hormone balancing? Is there one that...
Hormone balance, the point is an amazing point, but it's on the lower part of the leg. So let me see if I'm flexible enough to get my leg up on the desk. So you're going to start off by putting your ankle behind your head.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, the advanced course today.
The advanced, I'm going to put this here. This is the first time I've showed leg on an interview.
Okay, then. This is an extended version.
That's right. So you're going to take, here's your medial malleolus, that ankle bone. You take 4 fingers right on that bone. At the top of that 4th finger is where that hormonal balance point is. Take your thumb and just massage. It's right along the bone, between the bone and the muscle. Squeeze in there and circle.
Oh, nice.
It should feel a little bit tender. This is called the 3 yin meeting point. And it's another one that's on the chi for self-healing. And it's a very famous acupressure point for hormone balance, better sleep, and it's also good for low libido.
Okay, both legs?
Do both legs. If you want to, you can just put one leg on your lap and massage it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Lap.
It also shows that you can do hangouts in your socks. That is very important.
That's right, yeah.
You and I both. We've got hangouts in our socks today. All right. So now, what about listeners asking about TMJ, all right? Mm. So what are we doing, what can we do for TMJ?
So many people have jaw problems and even kind of grind their teeth in their sleep, right? Speaking of sleep. So these points right here, right along the jaw, right below the ear, you take your fingers and you circle under these points.
Now, are you going clockwise, counterclockwise? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter if you're going clockwise or counterclockwise. You're just circulating here. And this is invigorating, and it clears muscle tension. And these muscles here are the strongest muscles in the body. So they're really compact, dense muscle fibers. And that's one of the reasons why we hold stress and tension here.
Ooh.
So circle fingers. You do both sides.
Yeah.
and then go like this, tap on those points.
Try this at home. Wow.
And this is an overall stress clearing because of these muscles are so tight. And so the pattern is neck, shoulders, and jaw.
Neck, shoulders, and jaw. And this helps the neck,
yeah,
too? Oh, the jaw.
Neck, shoulders, jaw.
Got the whole office here.
And then,
this is great. This is terrific.
It's perfect, right? And then you kind of notice how the face feels afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Free.
And you know, Lisa, we did on that same routine, we do a facial rejuvenation for kind of youthful skin. It's kind of
nice.
Like Qigong Botox without Botox.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's brilliant.
I know. Isn't that nice?
It
Who wouldn't want that?
It makes sense, though, because the reason that wrinkles form is because you hold so much tension in that area of your face.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we could do a little bit of that if you want to as well.
Oh, well, why not? Let's just go for the neck lift and the hair growth all at the same time.
Right, might as well, right?
Bring it on, Lee. Okay, what do we got?
I'll show you one for kind of this area of the face here.
Okay.
So you rub your hands together like that. And this will be good for sinuses, too.
Okay, good.
And then do your fingers together like we did before.
Okay.
Rub the fingernails together. Get some energy in your hands.
Okay.
And then take your hands, that energy in the hands, and massage up along the cheeks, up around the eyes. Take some deep breaths and go across the forehead.
Can you wipe all my makeup off? Great.
Oh, right. I know. And for the sinuses, go like this. And take a deep breath right along this area here. This kind of little groove right here in the sinuses. Middle finger there and go up and down right here vigorously.
Now that I can feel because there's, I'm going to put my, was definitely congested there.
And then massage, for sinuses, massage those points right there. There's a little, if you push in, there's a little notch right in the bone.
Yep.
And you can feel, when you push in firmly, it'll feel a little tender and maybe opening through the sinuses and into the eyes.
That's when you see a skeleton, you see those holes in the...
Right there, that's an acupuncture point.
Ah.
All right, now take your hands and just put them over the face but not touching, maybe like this far away, and see if you can feel some heat and warmth and radiance from the hands. So you're not touching the face at all, you're just holding energy there. So like this far away. Take a deep breath, feel the energy go from your hands to your face. And relax.
Yeah.
That one's also good for mental clarity, like if you're feeling foggy, mind fog, it needs some clear thinking, got some challenging situations or stressful things to think about, and you need some clear thinking and decision-making, that's a good routine for that as well.
Now, is there something that you have that helps with, how does this differ from tapping, and do you use tapping within meridian points? Because I know that it does work with meridians. How does that work?
Oh, sure. I mean, tapping is an offshoot of these kinds of exercises, these chi massage exercises with affirmations. So you're tapping on these acupuncture points that we just did. In fact, we did some of those points already. And then you say affirmations because when the energy is circulating, the affirmation becomes more powerful. It becomes embodied. So think of the Qigong practice as a way to embody what you're trying to achieve. Embody the energy or the person or the activity that you want to achieve in the world or have moving through you internally.
Okay. So do you hold a certain intention when you do the Qigong? Like, what could you do for happiness? Like, what's a good one for happiness?
For happiness, I know everybody wants to be happy, right?
Yes, why not?
And feel good, joyful in the heart. So happiness, we say, comes from the heart.
Okay.
Of course. And in Chinese medicine, we've mapped out where all the emotions reside in the body. So like frustration and anger are stored in the liver, depression in the lungs, and impatience in the heart. And this is when the qi gets stuck or stagnant in these particular areas. And then we do different exercises to clear those energies, get the qi to circulate, and then the positive, or what we call virtuous emotions, emerge once the energy is flowing. So for happiness, there's a great flowing exercise that I could show you.
Yeah,
It's called Cloudy Hands. Cloudy Hands.
Cloudy Hands, okay.
And basically what you do is you're going to take one hand in front of your chest and the other one's underneath, and you just move from your hips and your waist very slowly. And if you're sitting down, you can just do the hand motion like this. So the left hand moves across the chest towards the left shoulder. And then the right hand moves across the chest towards the right shoulder. And here you take a nice deep breath. And what you want to feel is this wonderful relaxation moving through the chest, the heart area, down the inside of the arms to the hands. It's a moving meditation.
Oh, that's so nice. It's nice to watch you do that because I can see you are so skilled with the energy of it. And you are physically moving energy within your hands?
Yes, correct. Thank you, Lisa. That's nice. And that's really true. You can really feel when you do this after some practice, the energy starts to move and you feel this wonderful, blissful, elevated energy and emotional state move through you.
Yeah, I just found the bottom of my lungs with that breath. That's great. That was nice.
Great.
Yeah.
And so you do it like 30 seconds to a minute, and you should feel whatever emotional stress is weighing heavy on the heart start to release and lift. You know, one of the things to think about is that our natural state is to feel good. And then when we're not feeling happiness or joyful, then we're just taking on too much stress from our external environment.
Uh-huh.
And it's weighing heavy on our hearts. The natural state of the heart is to feel light, relaxed, and joyful.
Yes.
So when we let go of what's no longer necessary, when we let go of what's not needed, this natural inner joy emerges all by itself.
That's beautiful. Awesome. Getting a lot of awesome responses. Our listeners are already hitting the 10s. They're already hitting the level 10s. Thank you guys for sharing.
Fantastic.
I love it. No, this is so great because it gives people the experience, especially seeing you on the Hangout. And for those of you that want to watch this show, then you can watch the replay as well, or you can switch over to the website, which is theawareshow.com/hangout, because I really want you to see this in video. This is a beautiful use of the Google Hangouts, is to do exercises. This is so fun. And to feel good and to get this opportunity to have the experience right here on the show is great. And then to take this really to the next level and to really focus and do it for more hours, lots and lots of hours in the morning, at night, the full hour and a half of the toolkit, the healing toolkit. This is so great. You can get the offer, which is, again, you find it at theawareshow.com/Lee, L-E-E, theawareshow.com/Lee. And the whole offer is amazing. I mean, the Qi Healing Kit alone is worth the whole offer, and then there's all of this on top of it, the morning meditations. And these are active meditations, right, of course?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are Qigong flows, and then there's a whole series of just seated meditations as well, visualizations, things like the inner smile, healing sounds to activate your body's healing energy as well.
Ooh, and then there's the Taoist sexual secrets. Nice.
I know, we didn't even get to talk about that, did we?
Go for it.
That's a bonus, right?
That's a bonus. Oh, it's a bonus. You're right, it's a bonus. All right.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, it's about flow, right? So talk a little bit about that.
Sexual energy is such an important part of people's lives because it has so much connection to the heart, like we were talking about. So how sexual energy circulates, it's not just about sex. It's about hormonal balance, vitality, our creativity. It's where our life force comes from.
Yeah.
And so how do we work with that life force energy that's so powerful to make us lead more fulfilled lives, have better connections with our partners, be more excited and passionate about what we're doing in our work?
And you said it, life force is a big
part of it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's passion, and it bleeds over into every part of your life. The passion that you have, lovemaking, goes into your passion in your work, and then it has passion for life and motivation and things that you want to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some of the secrets?
Are the secrets? I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
So some of the secrets in here is you go through this, and this is a MP3, so this is an audio, which is...
These are all audios, yeah. Yeah, lectures and just basically meditations on how to work with energy. It's a very spiritual practice because sexual energy and spiritual energy is about the unifying energy. It's the connecting energy. It's about bringing new life into however you want to be creative and passionate in the world.
And it's several different hours on that, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get your body moving and you get really in touch with and connected with how your body feels, it's very, very important. Sometimes we get completely disconnected from our bodies and how we're feeling.
That's right.
And so you go to the doctor and they say, how have you been feeling? And you kind of have to think for a second because, you know, this is a way for you to be able to check in with your body on a constant basis to pay attention to how your body is feeling. Is it sore? Mm-hmm. Is it stuck? Are there areas that are not flowing? Are you getting too used to that? All right, so here's another question coming in here. Weight loss. Craving control. That's a big one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Anything that Qigong can help us with in terms of craving control and weight loss?
Yes, actually there's some very simple acupressure points for cutting cravings, and these points are in the ears. And these points are even used for smoking cessation and even drug addiction. So they work very, very well for cutting cravings. And the way that you do it is you're just going to massage the ears from the top all the way to the bottom, like that. And this, you know, the ears have a strong connection to your nervous system.
Yeah.
If somebody blows your ear, what happens? You get shivers down your arms, right? Yeah, so that's the strong connection to the nervous system. So you massage.
In the video I watched, you said that there's over 160 points in the ears that can
that's
be
right,
used.
That's right, 160.
Wow, 160 points in the ears. And many of them can be used for cravings and addictions.
Yeah. In general, it's very good for balancing the nervous system. And, you know, the ears are like a reflexology to the rest of the body. Try this, though, after you massage, and just hold your hands a few inches away and feel the heat in the ears.
I can feel my ears vibrating.
It's great for right-left brain balance when you hold the energy there.
And so how long do you have to do this to be effective? Just couple minutes?
Actually 30 seconds or so before you eat that second tub of ice cream, stop and massage your ears and say, is that what I really need? Take a deep breath, and then often you make a better choice by just even taking that pause, taking a deep breath, kind of resetting the nervous system it's easy for emotional cravings.
So that's what it is. I was wondering what it does. What synapse does it break?
Yeah, it's the emotional craving, because your body wants food for energy, and often we're choosing the short-term energy over the healthy long-term energy solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a little bit of those, you know, sweets or little bits of those kinds of foods that aren't as healthy is just fine. It's just when we go overboard and we're not listening to what the body's messages are. So this will help to really put us in touch with listening into our bodies. And like your show is called, really it's about being aware, being in tune. And I think, you know, Qigong does that. It embodies awareness. It's not just awareness from here, but it's embodying the full awareness and the wisdom that comes from the energy of the body, the energy of the heart, and the energy of our consciousness. And how do we integrate all of those different amazing faculties that we have?
Now, these exercises, you can do them obviously at a desk, because I'm doing them here. You can do them, some of them, while you're in traffic. You can do them, you know, 15 minutes a day. You can do the longer versions.
Yeah.
So you kind of made something for everyone, haven't you?
Yeah, and even we have in there some things we call chi breaks, which are little three-minute things like we're doing right now for just the most common things, stress, headaches, pain, neck and shoulder tension, and they're just these three little minute routines that you can just do at your desk or whenever you wanted to for quick, easy solutions from the inside out.
Okay, so let's talk. Someone is asking about growing more hair. Is there anything you could do for hair growth with Qigong?
I think it's again about circulation. I think I have more hair now than I did when I was, you know, 30, so I've been doing this.
That's always such a tender spot, the very, very top of the head.
Yeah, and you can kind of comb through the hair with the finger like this. And this is good for brain circulation too. And it makes sure that the hair that you do have looks really good when you're on an interview.
Yeah, right, just like I just completely just said.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, so tapping and combing through the hair will really help with circulation.
Is this a specific meridian up here?
This one is very important. This is called the crown center. It's on the governing vessel, and it kind of governs our consciousness. And this point is also really good for feeling connected and on purpose. You know, like we're on purpose in our life. We're walking our particular path. We're expressing our unique energy that's very unique to us, instead of trying to, you know, just go through life feeling like we should be doing things. We really are tuned into what it is that is truly our calling.
Yeah.
And so it comes to this point here. So you can tap on that. Tap on it for maybe 10 seconds. And let's all try this. Just tap right on it goes from the top of the ears and back from the nose where those three points would intersect. That's where the crown is. And then just hold your middle fingers there. Very light touch with the middle fingers there. And see if you can feel a little energy washing through the brain, expanding into your mind. Take a nice deep breath.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, that was sore when
relax.
I first started. And it just, if you feel anything that happens to be sore or stuck, just work with it for a few more seconds, and then you can get the energy moving.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's wonderful, huh?
That's so great.
And, you know, this practice, really what it does is it works with stretches like yoga, flowing graceful movements a little bit like Tai Chi, but in a simpler way, and then breathing exercises and acupressure. So combinations of those is how it evolved into such an amazing healing art.
So you start off with the exercises are taller, I mean, you're standing up, and then you go to other exercises that are more movement, and then you go down to the floor,
mm-hmm.
and then you work more
mm-hmm.
specifically hands and the ankles and those types of things. So you do the whole
right.
body in that one
right.
particular. I love that. I couldn't even stop watching it. I took some notes, too. that there's points, of course, to help balance stress, which you talked about. There's gallbladder, 34,
mm-hmm.
benefits tendons, clears stress from muscles, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's clearing headaches. There's, let's see here, between the big toe and the second toe, it's great for stress and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really
good.
That's the liver point, yeah.
And then, of course, the sounds are great for just balancing emotions. I love the music. The music was really just healing energy. It's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is one particular sound or vibration for each of the internal organs to clear whatever energy is stuck. So it's kind of a physical body detoxification and an emotional detoxification. So that when you make those sounds, you're clearing emotional stress so that your body, again, comes back to its natural harmony and balance.
So, again, if you go to theawareshow.com/Lee, L-E-E, you'll find also the music. I wrote down this because I found it fascinating. It was developed, you know, of course, this Chinese healing music is thousands of years old. It's wonderful. It's got so much tradition. And monks believe that all physical disharmony comes from unbalanced emotions. So the music
mm-hmm.
actually does, it does harmonize your emotions, just the music
mm-hmm.
does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
and then you're participating,
second.
And the sounds are really easy to do, just like the, you know, they're natural sounds that the body does automatically. And you do them with certain postures so that the vibration gets to the organs and you clear kind of pockets of stress, and you come back again to this natural balance so you feel, you know, in harmony.
And that's a lot of what the whole offer does, is it just reharmonizes the body. It puts you in that great place of harmony and love. Let's do, as just a closing exercise here, Lee, if you will, something that can put us in a state of coherence, of harmony.
Okay.
You're really
great,
good, by the way. I mean, I'm just firing this stuff at you, and you're getting it. It's great.
Oh, good.
You're great.
Yeah. This one, for harmony and balance, this is a great one to wrap up with. It's called centering. And so what you're going to do is you're going to take the hand and you just circle, and you come down the front of the body. Your other hand can be like this under the abdomen, kind of
okay.
like almost like holding energy there. And then the other hand circles and comes right down the midline. And this is almost a way to call your energy back to you to balance the mind, the heart, and the body. And so you inhale here, and you exhale. Mental focus, emotional balance, and full vitality in your body. Do it again.
Yeah.
Calm mind, clear heart, full of energy in the body.
Ah.
And this is for inner healing and harmony.
Inner peace. I love it. That's a great way to end the show. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful sense of coherence with everyone on the show as well. God, thank you so much. Well, you offer such practical, very useful, and very powerful techniques that are tested through time and used in ancient traditions for years, thousands of years. So thank you for bringing it to the mainstream, folks.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted to do, is take ancient knowledge and make it very practical for Westerners in their busy, busy lives.
Well, you're on the right path.
Thank you so much.
I love it when you share your passion with us, because it comes through so clear and so helpful. You're really coming from such a beautiful place. Thank you so much, Lee.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
All right. And thank
Appreciate
you, everyone.
It.
Get the offer and just take on these tools. They're so wonderful and practical. It's something that I'm very passionate about as well. So go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Lee. Enjoy. Increase vitality. Have lots of energy. Have happiness. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.